It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A proposal to create a government-backed health insurance plan has nearly passed the state legislature. Senator Carrie Donovan, a sponsor, says that the proposal would result in a new insurance option with better benefits and lower premiums.
Because if we drop costs by 15% for real, authentic, good health care, that's something that they can afford.
The so-called Colorado option passed the Senate after weeks of negotiations with the healthcare industry. The bill has been a top priority for Governor Jared Polis. The state Senate is expected to take a final vote today on a bill that aims to keep people out of jail for low-level crimes. Many misdemeanors would result in a ticket instead of an arrest, and the bill would remove cash bail for many offenses, instead requiring judges to release people on their own recognizance. Opponents like Republican Senator Bob Gardner warn that would make the public less safe.
You'll pick up the newspaper and you'll read more about the crime spike and more about the courts, municipal courts, county courts, having problems getting people to appear.
The bill's backers say low-level arrests disproportionately hurt communities of color, and they argue cash bail unfairly punishes those who are too poor to pay. El Paso County has come to an agreement with a handful of advocacy lawyers over how to handle COVID-19 inside the county jail. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Lawyers say the sheriff and his staff didn't take proper precautions to prevent the spread of the deadly virus inside the facility last year. The El Paso jail was among the biggest outbreaks in the state. In a single week, more than 800 inmates tested positive. Mark Silverstein is the legal director for the ACLU of Colorado.
Jails and prisons have been one of the most dangerous places for people during this pandemic.
The agreement requires the county continue to furnish masks, check inmates regularly for COVID symptoms, and separate healthy and sick people. The county is also offering the COVID vaccine inside the jail to anyone who wants it. The county and a jail contractor also had to pay $95,000 in legal fees. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny day along the Front Range, with highs close to 80 in Denver and Colorado Springs. There's a chance for more rain this coming weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.